I'll introduce very briefly the crop grow model, and we'll discuss soil water balance equation, ET equations, and show examples of predicting soil water contents and ET over time. I'll discuss ET options, extinction coefficients for partitioning potential to transpiration, and give some examples of predicted yield, ET, and rainfall. Now, the crop grow model and the DSAP model simulate input-output of carbon-nitrogen-water balance. And particularly for this talk, I'll talk about hypotheses related to predicting ET, soil water balance, and water stress effects on growth and yield. This is the Ritchie soil tipping bucket water balance approach used in all the DSAP models. Has up to 20 layers. Irrigation precipitation are infiltrated depending on a runoff curve number approach. Surface soil evaporation and transpirational loss. And there are drainage coefficients, Ksat, and profile-wide constant for draining. The ET options in the DSAP models include the Priestley-Taylor, which is default, depends on solar radiation temperature, rainfall obviously, and then there are the FAO types that both require wind speed and dew point. FAO 24 is one that's in the DSAT options. I don't recommend it because it overpredicts. The Allen 1998 FAO reference equation works better, and Federico Sao and I added this to the DSAT models. We do allow ramping potential ET as a function of LAI going from 0 to 6 by a ratio of 1 or 1.2 if you want to. If you have potential ET from one of those three methods, then you have to partition to transpiration, EPO, using an exponential function of LAI, or an asymptotic exponential. Now, this is something that folks haven't talked about much because you come out here with crop cover. Okay, this K value that had been in version 3.5, 1998 release, was 0.85 for the crop grow models and 1 for the series maize models. This probably was based upon light interception for PAR, and I think it was kind of a conceptual problem, and I'll show the basis for which we changed the version 4 release in 2004 to species definable traits, although they're about the same, 0.7 for crop grow, 0.68 for series. Now, the energy not absorbed out for transpiration should go to ES, potential energy-limited soil evaporation. It's almost that, but not quite, and I'll skip the rest of that. With Federico Sao, we tested the ability of the crop grow faba bean model to predict ET with 3 options, and these partitioning coefficients to transpiration. There were 2 years of experiments on faba bean, Alameda, irrigated, rain-fed, in Cordoba, grown on a low impedance alluvial loam soil, and we had soil water measurements over time with neutron probe, ET, on estimated from successive neutron probe measurements. And this was a good assumption on the rain-fed because basically rainfall tails out during the Mediterranean season environment, dry matter accumulation. Okay, I'll go through a couple of these fast for different layers, 5 to 15 centimeters. And if you see the red one, this is Priestley-Taylor. Federico called this Ritchie. And this is the FAO 24 with the old default 0.85. The other two are versions, and the PMRF is the FAO 56 with a new extinction coefficient of 0.5. The FAO 24 and the Priestley-Taylor with the default were over-extracting water early season. It's a sign of either incorrect K value or too high a potential. Same thing happened at 15 to 45 centimeter depth, especially for the FAO 24. The FAO 56 working better. 45 to 75 centimeters, especially the FAO 24 over extracting. And 75 to 105, also the FAO 24 over extracting. This repeated the second season. I'm not showing that data. This is the predicted ET over time, cumulative, against the observed. And here are the observed points. The FAO 24 badly over predicting. The priestly tailor over-predicting early season, and this is a consequence of having that 0.85 for the extinction coefficient. Okay, the FAO 56 with a 0.5 is following this line. Second season, FAO 24 over-predicting, priestly tailor a little bit over-predicting, and the FAO 56 with a 0.5 about right. Now, this is the second season, the priestly tailor with 0.85 for the extinction coefficient and 0.5. And you can see that the priestly tailor works pretty well if you lower the extinction coefficient. One of the consequences of predicting too much water extraction is that you will run out of water by the end of the season if you're on a terminal kind of drop. This is the FAO 24 running out too soon, priestly tailor, in the first year. This is the second season, FAO 24 running out too soon, and the priestly tailor almost running out. I'll skip that one. So the conclusion, this is a maize experiment at Lugo, Spain, also a terminal kind of Mediterranean drought. Five years with seven seasons, irrigated and rain-fed on the cultivar Clerica, dry matter accumulation, initial soil water content every year, good soil description, and measured soil water content 1 year. We compared priestly tailor to the FAO 56 and also tested these KEP, which is partitioning to transpiration. Conclusion here is very similar to what we found with the FAO with the faba bean. Priestly tailor tends to overpredict ET and water extraction on maize and underpredicts dry matter accumulation. The FAO 56 was a better ET option, but remember you need wind speed and dew point to use it. You solve a lot of your problems if you went to a lower extinction coefficient. Now, this is conclusion with the faba bean model as well. ET options predicted ET better with lower partitioning coefficient, intercepts closer to zero with a lower root mean square error. Now you can do this from theory. Remember that PAR and infrared both have very different absorption coefficients, and you follow the math of Jan Hadrian, and you find that from the weighted average of the absorption coefficients, your partitioning coefficient should be about 0.46 to 0.53. This is confirmed by data from Villalobos and Ferraris, who did this transpiration versus leaf area index on cotton and maize. It's about 0.52. And this fits with the data that we did with series maize with data sets at Lugo. Result of this is that for version 4 release, 2004 of the crop grow DSAT models dropped the K value to 0.7, and series maize was dropped to 0.68. Now, why didn't we go all the way? I think there are some subtle calibration biases that we might have created, different initial root length and depth that solve the problem. I think long term we'll still be going down with this coefficient. I'll show some simulated water balance in ET for Ames, Iowa, 1988 drought season, Castaigna, Iowa, and for Bragg soybean in 1978. This is 1988 extractable soil water against observed data with neutron probes collected by Dick Scheibels. Now, what I want to show you is two things. One is that this is runoff. And right here, there was a rainfall of 142 millimeters. A good bit of that ran off. This is the simulated increase in water content in this profile to 2 meters. The rest of it should have gone in because here's the observed. This is a cracking clay, and the curve number approach fails on a cracking clay soil. This is the simulated crop mass for that location in 1988. And this is with a KEP of 0.85 or 0.7. So one of the problems is that you do predict more correctly the dry matter increase in the crop and in the pod if you have appropriately lower partitioning coefficient to transpiration. Here's the simulated water stresses during that period, and it's pretty severe during this window. Now, why do you get this? This is, both of them are predicting about the same ET against observed. We estimated ET from the neutron probe measurements. And I didn't show the two different versions, but basically this is 0.85 or 0.7, but you would convert more of that total ET to transpiration with a lower partitioning coefficient. And this conserves water and allows more dry matter increase with the same coefficient. This is Castaigne, Iowa. Not a lot to show here except here's simulated extractable water declining over time compared to observed. And here's a short period of water stress for total biomass increase, which is about right. Had rooting data there too. But, this shows simulated soil water extraction on a millhop refined sand to 2 meters. And here's observed data. Early during this period, we had so much rain that we were actually perching water, even though the case that wasn't all that low during this period. And yet, here we had 60 days with about 33 millimeters of rainfall, very severe simulated water stress, and we were running out. This is the simulated crop dry matter increase, irrigated, rain fed, basically stopped increase in dry matter. And here's the stress simulated. The plant managed to set a small number of pods and produce a grain yield of about 1,100 kilos per hectare on basically stored moisture. I'll show you a couple of simulated crop mass versus simulated ET. This is for Williams, data in Iowa and Ohio and Florida, shorter season, and this is grain yield. So we need about 500 millimeters of ET to come up with a good yield. This is 7 seasons in Gainesville with Bragg and Cobb, maturity group 7 and 8, different irrigation strategies. Again, this is biomass produced, grain yield produced against simulated ET. Again, you need about 500 millimeters. Put those two data sets together, and this is the simulated crop mass against simulated ET, simulated grain yield against simulated ET. Here's the observed. And they're basically capturing the same features. Now, what about the scatter in this? This is the 1988 drought in Iowa, very stressful season. Here we get it. And this is the very stressful season in Gainesville, 78, reproductive. This fits with the yield. This is from Georgia yield trials, showing observed yield against rainfall, average millimeters per day. There's a lot of scatter in the low end here, but the crop model simulations predict that same scatter. Now, why is there scatter here? This is poor rainfall distribution. So the model picks that up just like the data does. So here's the conclusions. The Ritchie tipping bucket water balance seems to work satisfactorily if you have the correct rooting distribution and water holding capacities. Best ET options, Priestley Taylor is acceptable if you have a lower partitioning coefficient. And if you have wind speed and dew point, I would recommend the FAO 56. You need new infiltration methods to account for residue and crop cover. And we found a good relationship of biomass and grain yield to predicted ET. Okay. That's it.
Thank you, Ken.